next week, I'm sure you'll sort yourselves out. I'll certainly sort myself out. And a very quick note of appreciation to my listener, Deniliquin, who took the trouble of ringing in. Thank you very much indeed, and cheer up. We'll be better soon. Peter Young, signing off until tomorrow, when I'll be talking to naval architect Warwick Hood and about 45 of the guests that have been on the Peter Young Show in the last 3.5 years. I might even interview myself. So, until tomorrow, it's goodbye. And to you people out there, too, who over the years have been very, very good to me in terms of information, in terms of the appreciation you've expressed, and I think probably in the whole time that I was doing the show, couldn't have been more than about 4 or 5 real blasts levelled at me. I probably deserved more than that, but they just didn't seem to arrive, for which I'm duly grateful. Mustn't forget Roger Whittaker, who has contributed much to this program over the years. Couple of times a day for us, he's whistled his way in and out of our hearts and living rooms and radios and cars and so on. He was a nice guy too. I suppose I really should have played an excerpt from the interview I did with him. But here it is. We've come to the end of the line. And again, my thanks to you all. And do be listening on Monday at the usual time in Hobart. Rick Patterson will be talking with Judy Wicks. Bill Ackfield's taking over in Melbourne, and in Sydney and Adelaide, John West and Gillian Waite. And they've got good things for you, I'm sure. So again, it's goodbye from Peter Young.